Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, I know we're going through it in my house. My son is wanting energy drinks. He's tired during the day. And, you know, we all think about it. I've even, and I know better, looked at those energy drinks and the all-natural energy drinks and said, oh, maybe one of those things will help me get through the days. I'm so exhausted. But I know better. And I won't go near those things. And before you reach for one of those, why don't you start thinking about the foods that you eat that can possibly help give you that motivation and that little bit of extra energy? My guest today is Heather Mangieri. She's a registered dietitian nutritionist with a specialist in sports dietetics. Welcome to the show, Heather. So, foods that give us energy before we go and resort to those freaking drinks that have so many chemicals and are so bad and then cause a crash. Let's think of foods that really give you a boost of energy that will help you stay throughout your day without really needing to nod your head down.
Yes, well, I think for anyone hoping to boost energy and mood, my goal is to get them prepared first thing in the morning. And it's really not necessarily just the food itself, because there's so many wonderful foods that we can consume for energy. But think about what the food is providing. So it's really a combination of fluid, the macronutrients, and the micronutrients in certain foods that are going to lead us to success.
Okay, so those things are what we need in our foods to give us that energy. Talk about some specific foods. Let's try and get through at least five of them.
Yep. Well, the first one I'm going to talk about is water. Even slight dehydration can leave us feeling tired and lethargic. So, and water is responsible for transporting all the nutrients in our blood that we use for energy, as well as getting rid of waste products that can lead to fatigue. And so without water, we really struggle to feel that energized feeling that we're striving for. So
does it have to be plain water, Heather? Can it be like herbal tea? Can it be water in other things, in drinks like tea? Or do you want us drinking plain water?
Well, I want the hydration there. But the thing about water is it doesn't contain any of the other potential products that could lead to fatigue later. And the example that I'll give is an energy drink, because an energy drink is going to provide fluid too, but it also has added caffeine and possible herbs and supplements. I don't want people getting confused on thinking that those added herbs and supplements are always good for us. So when I think about water, yes, you could have add lemon to it, add a little bit of juice. Even if you had some flavored water, hydration is the most important, but you can bring it down by overdoing it on caffeine or overdoing it on some of the quote-unquote special herbs and potions that they put in some of these fancy waters these days.
Okay, so water being our first most important. Go on.
Yep, so the second one I would say is fresh fruit. Now, there's lots of hype these days over superfoods and superfruits, but I'm here to encourage any fruit as a way to increase energy. And that's because fruits have natural sugars. They provide that quick pick-me-up. But they also have fiber, and that fiber is going to help to stabilize our blood sugar and give us energy throughout the morning or throughout the day. The other reason I pick these specific foods is because they're foods that you can pair with other foods. They're going to provide that nice balance of nutrients. And, you know, if I had to pick one, I love blackberries and raspberries as a favorite fruit, because one cup provides 8 grams of fiber, and per serving, they have more phytonutrients than any of the other fruits. So they're one of my favorites to recommend.
So, okay, we've got fruits and vegetables, which really good. Raspberries, blueberries, blackberries, these are awesome. So we're starting our morning with water and probably our coffee too, but we'll talk about that later, and our fruits. So now what else?
The other one that I really like is a whole grain cereal mixed with low-fat milk. And remember, carbohydrates are our body's preferred source of energy and fuel, so we want to make sure that we're starting the day with a good carbohydrate source. But whole grain cereals have been fortified, and they provide us with additional vitamins and minerals that we need. And then we're going to pair that with our low-fat milk, which has the vitamin D, the calcium, the potassium, that some of the nutrients that aren't necessarily as highly fortified in the cereal, and that package is going to provide us with that sustained energy for the morning and throughout the day.
Okay, so we've got our whole grain cereals, we've got water, we've got our fruits, couple more.
Another favorite, beans and lentils. Legumes in themselves are high in iron. In fact, one cup provides 80% of your recommended needs of iron. And I point iron out because without iron, your body can't properly transport oxygen throughout the body, and that can leave us feeling very tired and fatigued. And again,
that's huge, by the way. People don't realize.
That is absolutely huge.
It is. And you don't realize that even sometimes during the day when you're so tired and feeling lethargic or even a little short of breath, just a little boost of some iron-containing foods really picks you up and gives you, wow, all of a sudden there's oxygen flowing to your brain and you're like, wow, I can see clearly. I'd like you to speak about some proteins. You got any I mean, I love eggs. And I love smoothies for my kids. I make fruit and yogurt and eggs, and they have these great breakfasts. So far, I haven't heard any proteins in here.
Yeah, well, I'm really focusing, again, on carbohydrate-rich foods because those are the preferred source of energy. And I think a lot of times, all of these foods are going to provide us with that pick-me-up and that balance. And you need that balance of carbs, protein, even a little bit of healthy fat. But I think sometimes people get confused and have just one food. So, for example, just almonds for breakfast or just an egg for breakfast and just, you know, dry cereal. And I really like to promote that balance because each of these macronutrients provide us with different needs. So an egg, for example, is a great source of protein, which we definitely want to start our day with for breakfast, but we want to pair it with something else that's going to provide the carbohydrate source. The egg is, it's a rich source of choline. It has the great protein. You want to eat the whole egg. There's a lot of, information about there, just the egg whites, but the whole egg is going to provide that great boost. But pair it with something that's going to be a carbohydrate source as well. So just like all these foods, you know, that combination of an egg with a little bowl of berries, a glass of water, that balance of those nutrients is really what's going to help to provide the energy throughout the day.
Well, I love combining eggs, and for my kids, we even spread avocado on a piece of whole grain bread, put an egg on top, and then serve it with a side of a nice fruit Greek yogurt smoothie, you know, that I've thrown some chia seeds in, maybe a little bit of extra, some fruit, some fiber, get everything in there so that it's really a great start to their day. It seems to keep them going. So when we think of all of these things, I'd like to just ask you about things like chocolate milk and, any drinks you like us to keep going through the day besides water.
Yeah, well, I mean, chocolate milk, again, it's milk. I love milk because milk provides calcium, potassium, phosphorus, protein, vitamin A, vitamin D. I mean, there's 9 different essential vitamins and minerals that are in there. So it's a complete package when we think about nutrients. Same thing with the yogurt you mentioned. Those are great ways to start the day. Chocolate milk is going to depend on a few things. One, how many calories do you need? Because, again, there's extra sugar that's added to that milk. So for people that need the calories or that work out in the morning or after exercise as a recovery beverage, fantastic. But if your goal is to watch your weight and you're really, really on a lower calorie diet, you might want to stick to regular milk versus the chocolate milk so that you still get all the nutrients in the milk and the protein and the carbs, but you don't get that extra amount of calories from that added sugar. Some people need it, some people don't.
And that's great information, and it is a good recovery drink for post-workout. Yeah. So you've heard water, fruit, cereal, beans, legumes, eggs, get your protein, mix them with a good quality carbohydrate, and these are ways that you can keep those energy levels up throughout the day without having to reach for some kind of an energy drink or that fourth cup of coffee, and get your exercise. That'll also help. You might feel like a nap, but then when you take a walk, you feel just great afterwards. So these are all bits of advice that you're hearing here on the award-winning Radio MD, and if you missed any of the great information, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at radiomd.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening and stay well.